Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H2 FY26 and FY26 results conference call of Utsav CZ Gold Jewels Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal Gadgani from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all on the conference call of Utsav CZ Gold Jewels Limited for H2 FY26 and FY26. From the management team, we have Mr. Pankaj Jaghawat, Managing Director. We have Mr. Harpreet Gulerya, Chief Executive Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Pankaj Jaghawat. Over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to Utsav CZ Gold Jewels Limited earnings call for H2 and FY26. I sincerely appreciate your continued trust and support as we continue to scale our business and strengthen our position within the jewelry manufacturing industry. Since our establishment in 2007, we have built Utsav CZ Gold Jewels Limited into one of the leading manufacturers of lightweight CZ gold jewelry through our focus on design innovation, manufacturing excellence, and strong customer relationships. Today, we offer a diversified portfolio across 18-carat, 20-carat, and 22-carat gold jewelry, including CZ gold, rose gold, natural diamond, and lab-grown diamond jewelry across multiple categories. Our fully integrated manufacturing ecosystem covering the entire value chain from CAD designing to hallmarking enables us to maintain strong quality control, faster execution, and operational efficiency, backed by a design library of over 3 lakh creations and a retailer network across 23 states and two union territories. We continue to strengthen the position as a trusted B2B jewelry manufacturer's partner across India. Now, speaking about the operational performance, FY26 has been another milestone year for us as the strong momentum we witnessed in FY26 continued into the current year. During the year, we witnessed healthy demand driven by festive and wedding season sales, repeat business from existing customers, and deeper penetration across both existing and new markets. This momentum helped us onboard 112 new clients during FY26, significantly expanding our retailer network and strengthening our market presence. At the same time, we continue to diversify and strengthen our product portfolio with increasing contribution from natural diamond jewelry and other high-value offerings. The response to these categories has been extremely encouraging and has further strengthened our positioning in premium and differentiated jewelry segment. Our continued focus on lightweight and design-led collections has enabled us to maintain strong demand visibility through better affordability, faster inventory rotation, and improved inventory efficiency demanding despite volatility in gold prices. Alongside strengthening our domestic presence, we also made important progress on the international front as a part of our long-term global expansion strategy. Our board recently approved the incorporation of a wholly-owned subsidiary in United Arab Emirates. The proposed Dubai-based subsidiary will provide us the strategic presence in one of the world's largest gold and diamond trading hubs and will enable us to directly showcase our jewelry collection to the international customers. The expansion is expected to strengthen the participation in overseas markets through an on-ground presence, improve export coordination, enhance distribution linkage, and support deeper market penetration. Across the UAE and broader GCC region, it also aligns well with our broader strategy of geographic diversification, strengthening our global brand positioning, and building a scalable international business platform over the long term. In addition to the UAE, we continue to focus on expanding our international presence across GCC countries, Singapore, and Australia through distributors, partnership, and participation in global exhibition. With strong customer relationships, expanding market reach, scalable manufacturing capabilities, and a diversified portfolio, diversified product portfolio. We remain confident on sustaining our growth momentum in the coming years. The strong operational performance translated into healthy financial growth during H2 FY 2026. The company reported total income of 681 crore as against 363 crore in H2 FY 2025, reflecting a strong year-on-year growth of 88%. EBITDA increased by 99% to 49 crore, while PAT rose by 95% to 30 crore. EBITDA margin improved by 40 basis points to 7.15%, while PAT margin expanded by 17 basis points to 4.35%. Diluted EPS for H2 FY 2026 stood 11.86 as compared to 6.5 in HY 2025. For FY 2026, total income increased by 79% to 1,157 crore as compared to 648 crore in FY 2026. EBITDA grew by 132% to 94 crore, while profit after tax increased by 136% to 59 crore. EBITDA margin improved by 187 basis points to 8.10%, and PAT margin expanded by 123 basis points to 5.1%. Diluted EPS increased by 106% to 23.95 per share in FY 2026. As we look ahead, our focus remains on building a stronger and more scalable organization. We are continuously progressing towards expanding our manufacturing capability, supported by automation, technology upgrades, and expansion of our production infrastructure. Simultaneously, we are strengthening our R&D and design capabilities to cater to evolving consumers' preference and changing market trends. We also continue to focus increasing the contribution from high-margin categories such as the natural diamond jewelry and the lab-grown diamond jewelry, while expanding our reach. With a strong financial foundation, differentiated product offering, integrated manufacturing capabilities, and a clear roadmap for future growth, as we are well-positioned to create long-term values for our stakeholders. Thank you once again for joining us today. I now invite your questions on our performance, operation, and future outlook. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Riya Jain from Orient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, you're audible.
Good afternoon, sir. So I have a few questions. The company has demonstrated strong top-line growth driven by client additions and repeat demand. How should we think about the sustainability of this growth trajectory, especially in a B2B-driven model where demand visibility can be cyclical?
See, the demand is so much about jewelry in India. So we've been growing around 60%-70% year-on-year. And this coming year also, we are looking out for growth around 60% from last year. So yeah, we have a demand of our jewelry.
Okay. And given that 50% of revenues are driven from the top 10 customers, how are we balancing client concentration risk versus deepening strategic relationships, and what structural steps are being taken to diversify the revenue base without diluting revenue?
As I said, we've had new 112 clients, and we are expanding our business across India as well as abroad.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. I'll wait back in the queue if I have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Divya Daga from VGSPL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Divya, please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for such great numbers. ask a couple of questions.
Thank you.
My first question is, can you tell me what is our current capacity and capacity utilization for March end?
Current capacity is around 2,500 kilos.
And utilization?
Around 65%. So in season, it goes up to 90% and it's like managed 65% overall.
Okay. If I can know inventory breakup in kgs, is possible?
Can't hear you properly. What was your question?
Hello? Am I audible?
My question is,
can you provide me the inventory breakup in kg, if possible?
So that's been handled by accounts team. So in kgs would be
around 150 kgs
by 31st March.
Okay. My next question is, can you provide me the breakup of revenue on the basis of diamond jewelry and gold jewelry, and same for the inventory?
So diamond jewelry, we've just recently started. It's like around 2% and all, and like in a couple of years, we should be reaching around more than 200 crores.
And in inventory?
What is the inventory of diamond jewelry?
Around 17 crores.
Around 17 crores.
Okay. My last question is, can you provide me, are we planning any capex for this year?
Yeah, around 50 crores.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vijay Chauhan from RHPMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question is on the volume growth side. So is there any volume growth guidance for the FY27?
Yeah, around 35% to 40%.
Okay. And revenue growth will be similar to that or some plus minus?
If we take the, can be around 60% revenue growth. If we consider price higher from here, yeah.
Okay. And EBITDA margin, normalized one? Or
around, I would talk about PAT margin, around 4.5%, yeah.
Achha, so even if the if we exclude the gold price appreciation, so 4% is sustainable one?
No, this I'm talking to you about 4% is around operation margin. It's not gold, yeah, no gold appreciation in it.
Okay, no gold appreciation, PAT margin 4%. Okay.
Yeah.
Recently, like we had seen some statement from the PM side. So what is your take and how are you seeing any demand maybe shaping up or some initial look like, because you are part and parcel of industry. So is there any change in behavior or the from, let's say, the clients that we are catering or anything you would like to highlight on that matter?
No, I think that would be more on gold bar than gold coins and all. I think jewelry is not going to be the concern.
Okay, so we are not anticipating any maybe temporary slowdown or something. Is it fair?
No. Gold, I personally believe it is going to be more on gold bars.
Okay. That would be all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vinod Shah from VS Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, our operating cash flow has been negative in the recent period. So how will it look like in going forward?
The operation cash flow is negative because we buy all the gold, means we keep the stock ready. Our stock is always, means we have a ready stock. That is why we have a negative cash flow.
Okay. And going forward, it will remain same. But are you taking any initiative to improve the cash conversion, especially
In this business, cash flow positive means I have to keep, means basically whatever the money comes, we buy gold and we manufacture and we keep the stock ready. That is why it's a negative cash flow what is seen.
Okay. And sir, I will join back the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raj Shah from Shah Ventures. Please go ahead. Mr. Shah, you can go ahead with your question. Mr. Shah, you can go ahead with your questions. As there is no response from the line, next question is from the line of Rupen Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta, hello.
Hello.
Yes,
yeah, hi.
Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah.
So my first question is, as I can see, our total income grew massively, like 79% year-on-year.
FY26.
So, however, our EBITDA margin remains locked around 8.1%. So, I mean, why aren't we seeing any strong operational leverage reflect in our EBITDA margin?
Because now we started a plain gold jewelry also, वहाँ पे हमारा EBITDA margin will go little low and we'll be still on a PAT margin, diamond ये सब मिला के we'll be having around 4% net margin.
Okay. Fine.
Without catching gold price hike in this.
But any effect of our Modi ji statement around our business?
No, I personally feel it's going to be more on gold bars and gold coins and all who sells gold coins. It's
not on the
basic jewelry. I don't think so there'll be anything because in marriages and all, just people who wants to buy, they are going to have to just buy it.
Yeah. My another question is on as our volume growth year stood like 11%. While our value growth jumped dramatically at 79% as we see. So since the real diamonds carry significantly longer holding period, so how has this shift impacted our overall inventory days and gross working capital cycle of 26?
Working capital 45 to 60 days is our working capital cycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any further growth we can see?
Yeah, so like now we've introduced diamond 1 year back only. So we're looking forward. It's the business is going to improve as we have a lot of demands and a lot of inquiries about diamond jewelry. And now we've recently stepped into plain gold jewelry also. So we have a lot of demand in plain gold jewelry also.
Okay. And as we have expanded to the new capacity, what is our exact month commercial commissioning for this new capacity?
Maybe the current capacity is around 2.5 tons a year, 2,500 kilos. And we are planning to expand and make it, means we are planning to acquire more buildings and all around where our capacity would go around 6 to 7 tons a year.
Okay. And our given our new capacity utilization was around 67 earlier, right? How many months will it take up for our ramp up for our full utilization? At optimum level of our new added 5,000 square feet.
So work is going, so in season it goes up to 90%, but overall, yeah, this year we'll have around 70 to 75% of utilization.
75%. Okay. But our new capacity utilization would be at what level it will get optimized? Any target we have set up?
You're talking about the new building, what we are looking
out
for, the current?
No, the current expanded capacity, like 5,000 square feet.
So that's what I'm saying, it's from 65, it's going to go up to 75%.
Directly. Okay. Okay, fine. So I will, get back into the queue for any other questions. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Akshay from Moxie Capital. Before that, participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Akshay, please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So,
yes.
You have already mentioned about the current utilization. I have a question relating with the capacity expansion and with the demand visibility. So, to avoid the underutilization risk of the current utilization or the expanding utilization.
Didn't understand your question, please.
So, with the current utilization, like approx, it's approx 65%, right?
Yeah.
So, and you are planning to expand the capacity to around 7.5 tons, as you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
So, like, how are you like aligning the capacity expansion with demand visibility to avoid the underutilization risks?
So we've introduced more new line of jewelry. So that's how we are introducing our capacity and all. So we are going to introduce more 3-4 more lines of jewelry.
Okay. So the company has also entered the natural lab-grown diamond segment, right?
Yeah.
So which are relatively higher value at categories. So how do you see the revenue mix evolving over the next 2 to 3 years?
Recently we started it. So around 2% of the revenue what we've got it from diamond. But in next 2 years, we look around more than 200 crore rupees sale every year.
Okay. So what will be the margin over that?
So as I said, if I get gold, plain gold jewelry, CZ jewelry and real diamond and all, around 4%+ would be there on PAT margin, and EBITDA would be around 7-8%.
Okay. And given the shift towards the lightweight and like daily wear jewelry, so how the company is positioning itself to capture the evolving consumer preferences indirectly through its like B2B client?
Yeah, so as I said in my earlier this, we have 112 new clients, so we are expanding our presence all over India.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir, I will be joining back in the queue. If I have further questions, I will surely join back.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raj Shah from Shah Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So, exports are currently form
of... No, we cannot hear you clearly, sir.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
So, the exports are currently form a very small portion of revenue, which is 1%. So, with the UAE subsidiary in place, what is the strategic roadmap to scale international revenues, and what structural challenges do you foresee in global markets?
So once if UAE subsidiary starts, so export sales will jump up to 10 to 20% immediately.
Okay. And should we expect exports to become a meaningful margin accretive segment, or will they initially dilute margins due to market entry cost?
Margins are going to be same all over world. Margins cannot increase, nor it will decrease.
Okay. And with the increasing formalization and rising of organized players, how does the company differentiate itself in terms of design capabilities or turnaround time and client stickiness?
So we have around 400-500 designs every month, which is our main USP. So that's how we've been able to grow up year on year. So we don't have any issue of like designing or new customers and all. As I said, 112 new customers came on board, which we have more, few of them are corporates, which has many stores. They've also boarded with us, means they've also been on board with us, and we look good future with them. And that means, as I said in my earlier thing, like around 30 to 40%, I'm looking for a volume growth this year, and 60% as business growth.
Okay. And to what extent do you see pricing power versus design innovation as the key competitive moat in the CZ and lightweight jewelry segment?
So yeah, design is the main focus thing in jewelry industry. So yeah, I mean, we've been into this business since 2007. So yeah, jewelry is the main, design is the main, mainly driven by customers. Means customers, yeah. Jewelry designs helps us to grow more faster.
Okay, that's great, sir. So that's all from my side, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Singla from VTG Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for taking my question, and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Regarding the guidance, sir, if you can just if I can just reconfirm, so we are saying that 60% revenue growth and 35 to 40% volume growth, and probably around 15 to 20% as a price growth. So what could be the base assumption for the margin on this particular guidance? Like, we expect 4.5% kind of PAT margin in FY27.
Around, yeah, 4 to 4.5% PAT margin and EBITDA around 7 to 8%. And as I said, we have started now plain gold jewelry, real diamonds. So when I club everything together, so our PAT margin should remain around 4 to 4.5%, yeah.
Okay, great, sir. And any other new products which you are targeting or any other geography which you are targeting apart from India and UAE?
So as like we have started participating in foreign exhibitions and all, so as I said in earlier thing, like we are trying customers in Singapore, Malaysia and Australia and all. And here we have expanded this thing in north, south, east, west, everywhere. We boarded more than 100 clients this year. And this new year, again, we are planning to board more 100, 200 new clients.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Best of luck to you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhi Bilala from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is, since we are giving the guidance of 60% for the next year, and in the previous call we had mentioned we will be targeting somewhere around 5,000 CR for FY30. So are we still maintaining that guidance?
Yes.
Okay. And my second question is, in the previous call you had mentioned that we would be looking for the guidance. The 9 to 10% would be EBITDA sustainable margin, and 4.5 to 5% would be PAT margin that would be sustainable. And currently we are looking at 4%. So is that because of the plain gold jewelry line that we have added, or is there any other reason? Could you please
clarify? Yeah, it's because of the plain gold jewelry what we have added. So that's how we'll be, our margin will go down around, means it's going to be operational margin I'm talking about, which will be around 4 to 4.5%, and EBITDA would be around 7 to 8%.
Okay, correct.
Because adding of plain gold jewelry, yeah.
Yes, understood. Okay, I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav Toshinwal from Karnataka Capital. Please go ahead.
Firstly, Pankaji, congratulations on great set of numbers. From IPO of 340 crores, you have grown to 1200 crores. My question is with regard to the competition scenario, sir, like what will it take for a B2B company, you know, whatever position we stand, for us to become a number one company in the country in the B2B segment?
So yeah, as we are focused on new designs and all, we've introduced new line of jewelry, like real diamond jewelry, lab-grown diamond jewelry, then we've introduced plain gold jewelry. So yeah, we're expanding, as we are looking out for a whole new building which would be around 20 to 25,000 square feet, which we are just looking for it. And as we have a lot of demands from our existing customers, and we are trying new customers, and we are opening an office also in UAE. So yeah, yes, we look around 4,000 to 5,000 crore rupees business around 2030.
Okay. Because I mean, in B2B, it is not much to do with, like, it is all about scale, right? So what will it take for us to, I mean, become the number one company again? Does it take the right talent, or does it take the amount of working capital to be deployed in the company?
Both the things, right? Talent and working capital also would be crucial. Okay. Company will be needing it, yeah.
Okay, so if we get the right kind of working capital, so we can become number one. That's it, right?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, done. Because I have no doubt on your capability and your frugality. Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rupen Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, sir.
Hi.
Coming back with one more question. As we know, our gold prices are hitting historical high. So how are we managing these microeconomic headwinds, affecting our raw material margins and inventory as we know, setting up upcoming Dubai GCC expansion?
I didn't understand. You said prices are high?
Yeah, prices are high as our gold prices are high. So how are we managing our raw material margins and initial inventory as we have, a cost of upcoming GCC expansion?
See, gold prices were high last quarter also and last quarter also. So yeah. Demand is there all over India. So it has not affected any in our business in terms of gold prices.
Okay. So we are unaffected. Okay, fine. That was my question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Rajesh Singla from VTG Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks again for the opportunity. So regarding the significant growth we are targeting next year, are we well funded? Like,
sorry,
or
sir, we cannot hear you clearly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
So regarding the growth which we are targeting next year, around 60%, which is quite significant, and are we well funded to manage this kind of growth, or we would be looking for any fundraise in the near future?
Yeah, around 50 crore rupees we are taking additional funds.
As an equity or debt, we would be funding it debt, with the debt. So
borrowing from bank.
Bank. So debt equity will remain comfortably below one time, right?
Yeah, yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal Ghanshyani from Kiran Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yes. Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Utsav Sridhar Gold Wealth Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you. On behalf of the Utsav CZ Gold Jewels Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.